the genes of you and me. They're all made of DNA. We're all made of the same chemical DNA. We're all made of DNA.
Hello, and welcome to the sixth episode of Discovering New Advances, or DNA, a podcast that keeps you up to date about the scientific world in an easy-to-understand language. So whether you're a student in middle school or a grandparent, you will easily be able to follow along. I'm Kira.
I'm Matt.
And on this episode, we'll give you an introduction lesson about bioethics. The following episodes will either keep you updated on genetic advances in the scientific world, teaching more lessons on genetics, or featuring a debate about controversial bioethic issues our society is facing today. So if you are already familiar with the basics of bioethics, you can skip to the following episodes about news on the genetic advances happening today and how it's affecting our world. For more information, please visit dnapodcast.com or email us at info@dnapodcast.com.
On this episode, as we mentioned earlier, we will be learning about bioethics. But before we get into bioethics, let's take a look at ethics. Ethics are morals, principles, or values. They influence laws and rules which are decided by authority. Knowing that, let's ask ourselves, what does bioethics mean? In simple terms, it is the ethics of medical and biological research. It is the study of controversial ethics that have arisen from advances in medicine and biology. It's an examination of ethical issues in healthcare, health science, and health policy. It is constantly being discussed, debated about, and challenged. What morals should scientists operate around? It is not just people in the medical field or even the science field in general, it is the public. So you can imagine how it affects all of us, which we'll get into in a few minutes.
When did bioethics first become relevant? Well, many would say when the National Research Act was signed and initiated the National Commission for the Protection of Human Subjects of Biomedical and Behavioral Research. So this was arguably the first national bioethics group, which operated from 1974 to 1978. So it's most well known for the Belmont Report. Basically, it's a statement of basic ethical principles and guidelines that should be followed in attempts to resolve ethical problems that arise from human research. The Belmont Report does not, however, make specific recommendations as to what should be done. It's more of a statement to follow rather than directions. So since 1978, there have been many other commissions devoted to bioethics. To learn more about them, you can go to our website, dnapodcast.com, and scroll over to Lessons and click Bioethics. There you'll find a great article that outlines all the commissions related to bioethics.
Now, what is the impact of bioethics? Overall, the discussion of bioethics has caused crucial changes in today's standards for the treatment of the sick, as well as how the research is conducted. Now, people have a right to know what doctors are doing to them and even refuse the treatment. With the advancement of science today, the real question is not, can we do this? Now, it's, should we? Should we genetically engineer an organism? Should we abort a fetus? Should doctors assess terminal patients with suicide? We are at a point where we have discovered the science aspect and developed the technology to manipulate nature. For many subjects, it is a matter if we should, not if we could. And so, this is a pretty brief episode, but this is just an introductory episode to exploring bioethics. So the next, let's say, six or seven episodes, we're going to get into our topics and our debates and our heated discussions about these bioethics topics.
And we'll each take a stance, opposing stances, and argue our points.
Next episode will be gene therapy.
Is that gene therapy, and gene theft.
Okay. So just to put in some plugs here, please visit dnapodcast.com for more episodes and this lesson along with others, not only in audio format, but in a written format with visual aids. There is also a contact form there for easy access to send in feedback about the shows or any questions. Or you can email directly at info@dnapodcast.com.
So to keep in contact with the show, you can also like it on Facebook, follow it on Twitter, both at /DNApodcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes if you haven't already. Just search DNA Podcast and we pop right up. If you already have iTunes open, you might as well just give us a review. That's the best way to have others like yourself discover us and benefit from the show. So all those links we just mentioned, you can find on the website dnapodcast.com. Thanks for listening and join us next episode to learn and discover new advances in the scientific world.